From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. The city of San Francisco is bracing for the Olympic torch today. The torch has landed at San Francisco International Airport for the only North American stop on its way from Greece to China. After protests in London and Paris, there was some talk the International Olympic Committee might cancel this leg of the journey, but city officials say they expect the show will go on tomorrow. The California Report will be on the scene. Follow our coverage and contribute your own photos at californiareport.org. Tonight, the Stanford women's basketball team could win the national championship for the first time in 16 years. The Cardinal beat Connecticut in the Final Four on Sunday in Tampa, extending their winning streak to 23 games. Jake Kelman is sports director for KZSU, the student-run radio station at Stanford.
I think they're definitely gaining some respect nationwide, and I don't think that's anything but a positive for the West Coast, for the Pac-10, and for Stanford.
Jake Kelman speaking from Tampa, where Stanford will do battle with the University of Tennessee tonight. The game will be carried live on KZSU's website. The gradual decline of the Pacific Lumber Company, or PALCO, has dominated the headlines on the north coast of California for a quarter century, and the story's not done yet. Starting today in Texas, a bankruptcy judge considers five competing plans for the future of more than 200,000 acres of redwood timberlands. Which plan he'll pick is anybody's guess, as Tamara Keith reports from Humboldt County.
About 25 miles from Eureka, the town of Scotia is anchored by a massive sawmill. The bankrupt PALCO still employs 350 people. For now, the mill is still running, business as usual.
Our target in the mill right now is to produce at least 360,000 board feet in an eight-hour shift. So we're exceeding that a little bit right now.
Gary Anderson is plant manager at the Scotia Sawmill. Workers keep this computerized mill humming as huge pieces of machinery transform logs into 2x4s, fencing, and the makings of playground equipment. But hanging over this mill and the North Coast region as a whole is uncertainty about what the PALCO bankruptcy will bring. 20 years ago, Pacific Lumber was acquired in a hostile takeover by Charles Hurwitz and his Texas-based Max-Am Corporation. To pay off debts from the acquisition, the company began logging more, which led to protests and eventually the Headwaters Forest deal. The state and federal governments paid PALCO millions to save prized old-growth redwoods and log the rest of its land more sustainably. Almost 10 years later, the company is still in debt. There are five competing plans to reorganize and settle the company's debts. Two come from creditors. Three come from the company itself, though it's only actively pushing for one of them. PALCO's vice president and general counsel, Frank Basic, says he's concerned about the possible breakup of the company and job losses.
The consensual plan that we're proposing provides for the least among employees, residents, and outward corporate structure.
PALCO is proposing to subdivide and develop 500 acres of forest lands. Proceeds from the sale of high-priced homes would go to pay down some of the company's debt. The idea is not getting much support locally, but plans from the company's creditors have generated interest. Mike Janai walks rough terrain to check on a group of tiny redwood trees. Those trees were planted after several larger redwoods were harvested.
We did this job 5 years ago.
Janai is chief forester and president of the Mendocino Redwood Company, which has offered a plan to take over PALCO. Mendocino is owned by the Fisher family of Gap Clothing fame, and it's working with Marathon Asset Management, a hedge fund and PALCO creditor. The Mendocino Redwood Company has operated for the last decade with an eye to sustainable forestry, choosing individual trees or stands of trees to take down, rather than clear-cutting large sections of forest.
Once we leave, we like to look back and say, hey, you still have a forest there when we're done doing our harvesting.
And Mendocino is pledging to bring this philosophy to PALCO's lands. Sandy Dean is CEO of the Mendocino Redwood Company.
It's pretty simple. Our goal is to bring what we think are exemplary forest management practices to the lands of the Pacific Lumber Company. It's to make the mill in Scotia a success. It's to earn the trust of the community over time. And it's to do this as a model that shows that this is something that that works on a scale that can have a big impact for the forest over time.
Last week, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger endorsed the Mendocino Redwood Plan. But Schwarzenegger isn't the only governor weighing in. Former Governor Pete Wilson is allied with another group of creditors, which wants to auction Palco's timberlands. Wilson would serve as the company's chief while the land is sold. Sean Walsh is a consultant with Bingham Consulting Group working with Wilson.
The state can feel comfortable, the governor can feel comfortable, the federal government can feel comfortable, and the bankruptcy judge can feel comfortable that the right things will be done to maintain and secure the environment and protect the jobs and protect the state's interests.
Walsh says there are already interested buyers, including a coalition of environmental groups, the Nature Conservancy, Save the Redwoods League, and Bank of America. Local activist Larry Evans is working with this environmental coalition. He's looking out on a gap in the forest that has yet to recover from a Palco clear cut.
We are standing ready to possibly make a bid if this goes to auction. However, we are standing ready to work with any new owner, and we assume there's going to be a new owner, to try and institute some of our goals for a more sustainable forest practices and a community-oriented forestry.
But just how Palco will move ahead remains the subject of much suspense. It's a drama that will play out over the coming days in a Corpus Christi courtroom. The case is being heard in Texas, home to Palco's parent company.
It's going to be a, if you will, a free-for-all during the confirmation proceedings.
Dean Rawlis is a Los Angeles bankruptcy attorney who has looked into the Palco case. He says all of the reorganization plans have flaws.
There is no plan that looks really pretty, that just gleams and glistens and gets the attention of the judge's eye and says, that's the plan I'm going to confirm.
Rawlis says it's not unheard of for bankruptcy judges to send feuding parties out into the hallway and tell them to work something out. The hearing is scheduled to last through the end of the week. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, April 8th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California, on the web at calhospitalcompare.org. The Wesley Foundation, for coverage of immigration issues throughout California, and the California Teachers Association, because every child deserves a chance to learn and no child succeeds alone. More information is available at cta.org.